The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, friends.
Wow, what's up?
We're back.
Yep.
Not that we were off yesterday. Were we off yesterday? No, we were here.
I don't know. We should go to the talkbacks and see what they're saying about yesterday.
I don't want to. I'm scared.
Well,
but
that's what we do to start the show, so
we can't do the first talkback. Okay, here we go.
Yo, good morning, JV Show. You know damn well yesterday's show was pre-recorded. Happy Monday. Or, well, Tuesday now.
Yeah, well, it feels like a Monday.
It still does.
It is a Tuesday. And what do you want from us?
You took the day off.
Why can't we?
Thank you.
Well, just, do you want no show?
Would you rather that?
Oh.
That's what I want to know. Would you rather
That's
just
a good question.
There's nothing
good
there.
Good point. Second talkback of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina from Pacifica. I'm on my way to the gym, hoping to be one of the first talkbacks. I don't think yesterday's podcast passes the smell test for me. I don't know. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. Go Niners!
Okay, well,
they're on to us.
Couple things. Bang, bang, Niners. Thank you, go Niners. Yesterday's podcast didn't, fully pass the smell test, but do you want a podcast at all? I guess is what I'm hearing is they don't want a podcast at all. We take a day off. You just want to listen to some music and not have a show.
I mean, that's better. That's less work for us.
And that's what I mean.
We're fine with that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm juiced up if
the
that's
people
what
people... Have spoken.
The people
they
have spoken.
They want us to shut up.
Yep. No shows on the days that we're off. Perfect.
I'm totally fine with that.
Way less work for us. Like,
yes.
A lot less work. Like, a lot. Substantially.
But we did enjoy our weekend. Graham, you actually had a trip. You had cousins weekend.
Yeah, I was in Templeton, I think.
How was that?
It's by Paso Robles. I don't really know where I was.
Templeton.
Just tell me where to go, show up, and I'll be there. Yeah, cousins weekend 2024, you guys. 18 of my cousins, we all got together, rented one giant Airbnb, and stayed there for, I guess, 3 nights, because yesterday we weren't here. Yesterday's podcast.
That's a lot of people for one Airbnb.
Yeah, it was a big house. It was cool. It had a pool and a couple hot tubs and a barn. And I slept in the barn. I had to sleep in the barn. There were sleeping arrangements a little tight.
What do you mean? There's like an actual barn?
Yeah, but it had like a little apartment thing built into it. But it was it was a big barn. I don't know what was in the rest of the barn. I didn't venture over there. I was too busy
That's
drinking.
That's weird.
But I had to stay out there. And my sister and her husband also stayed in there. It was basically like a studio apartment in there. So we were all sleeping in the same room. And Kate and I had to sleep out on a pullout couch.
Ooh.
For 3 nights.
Well, the first 2 nights, and we shared a room with them. And my sister's husband is a snorer. So I had a feeling, some people you could just look at me like, I bet he snores.
Yeah.
And I could just tell. And I was right because he was sawing some logs.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I can't do this. I can't deal with this. But, I drank my way through it. So you pass out pretty hard. So I slept all right, despite, it probably wouldn't even matter that it was a pullout couch. Anytime I sleep in a new bed, it's just not a good night's sleep. Even at a hotel.
I'm the same way. I'm just like up all night. I don't know why. Because it's not home.
My problem is my body is only adjusted to one mattress, and that's the one at home. And I don't even like that mattress I have at home. But my body's used to it. Mm. When I go sleep on any other bed, my arms fall asleep all night long. Does that ever happen to you? Where the circulation gets cut off?
No.
I sleep on my side. And for whatever reason... My mattress at home, it's not a problem. I go sleep anywhere else, dude, you wake up and you can't move your arm. It's completely numb. So you have to like grab your other arm and lift it over, and then you roll over and switch sides, and then the same thing happens the other side. So every hour I'm waking up trying to revive my arm, and that's that pins and needles feeling.
God.
You're just like, oh God. Every other place, I don't get it. But anyways, the last night we moved. Some people didn't stay for Sunday night. Some people had to go. Some of my cousins and their spouses, whatever, had to go home. So then the last night, a room in the house opened up. I'm like, yes, let's go sleep in there. And it was the room with bunk beds. And so Kate had already gotten to bed. She's like, you're not getting in next to me. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not going to go climb up and sleep on top bunk. So we slept side by side on a twin.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
On a twin mattress bottom bunk.
Did you guys change the sheets or anything first?
What do you mean?
Because somebody else slept in that.
Nobody had slept in that one. The reason we slept in the bunks is because the other bed in the room was the one that the other couple had slept in. So then next thing I'm sleeping on a bunk bed.
Were you actually able to sleep?
That was the best sleep I'd gotten
all
weekend.
Don't knock a...
There's plenty of extra room in there in that twin mattress. Kate, and I'm telling you, we sleep like two pencils next to each other.
That's so crazy to me.
There's no flip-flopping and moving around, and nobody's kicking their arms out. We don't do that. We're very, like, silent, still sleepers.
That's...
Two pencils.
Honestly, kind of creepy.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
That's how we do it.
You also sleep with your eyes open? I can picture that.
I'm going to start to keep my arms from falling asleep. I'm going to sleep on my back like a vampire.
Oh, my God.
Weirdo.
So aside from the sleeping arrangements, it was a good trip.
It was a good trip. We did a little wine tasting down there in Paso Robles area. I think that's where these wineries were at. Again, I was long for the ride. I did a lot of drinking this weekend, so I'm really, really struggling right now. You know, me and the dudes gambling a lot of sports.
Nice.
Like I said, they had a pool, hot tubs. We were jumping in and out of there. Played some golf one of the days. I had a great time, you guys. Whenever we play golf with that group, we play the shotgun rule.
What's the shotgun rule?
Wait,
I feel like you've explained this before.
Yeah, we do this every time, and we were playing for money on each hole, and we're playing teams. And if you want to hit a new tee shot, like say you shank one, and you want to hit a new one, all you have to do is shotgun a beer and you get to hit a new tee shot.
Like that. I love that rule.
At no penalty on the scorecard. So you like use them strategically.
Is there a limit on how many you can do?
Nope.
Okay.
As many shotguns as you want. As many shotguns as you want. And there were a lot.
I love that.
There were a lot they were taking. But my team won. But
I
think it was all in large part to the shotguns. I'm telling you. We used them very strategically. Like, oh, got to hit another shot there. No problem. You know, crush one down, throw the can, hit another shot, and it worked out every time.
Love that.
So now we're here. Yeah.
And now we're back here.
Oh, now we're back here.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Damn. Y'all really try to fool everyone in the Bay Area talking about Happy Veterans Day. It's Monday. I didn't want to come to work. To know the show was pre-recorded. I knew it was pre-recorded. You guys did not talk about the Niner game. You didn't talk about your weekend, how Selena went to see Sabrina Carpenter. Like, what the hell? Happy Tuesday.
I'm starting to get salty here. I'm sorry. If there was a show that aired yesterday, what do you want us to not acknowledge it was Veterans Day? You have to say Happy Veterans Day. Yesterday was Veterans Day.
It's a holiday. Get a day off and holidays. Everyone else gets to take vacation. We take one little day. One day.
And
look at the backlash that we get.
And we put in the work to still have, have something to stay entertained. Yeah, it's not a live show, but we still have something to listen to. You know what I'm going to do? The next time there's a holiday and we're taking the day off,
you get nothing.
And we're going to play 4 hours of Sabrina Carpenter. Wait, we already do that.
Back to back.
Never mind. That's not. We already do that.
I'm
going to play the same
song. See how you like that.
We'll play two Sabrina Carpenter songs and we'll just play them back to back to back the entire Wait, no, we already do that. You know what I mean? That's going to be
Kendrick
something.
Lamar, Graham.
And you're not going to get a show. There's going to be no Happy Veterans Day. Nothing. Take that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh my God. A Spirit Airlines flight out of Florida was struck by gunfire yesterday while trying to land in Haiti. So then it was diverted to the Dominican Republic where they checked out the plane for damage. It was like riddled with bullets. No passengers were hit, but one flight attendant was grazed.
That's every Spirit Airlines flight. I've seen the planes. I'm like, is that a bullet hole in there? Ah, fine. I'll get on there.
It's so
scary. Cheap deal. You want a plane without bullet holes, you have to pay extra. Yeah. They upcharge you for everything. All right, tonight is the night, you guys. Klay Thompson makes his first return to Chase Center since signing with the Dallas Mavericks this offseason. Klay played his first 13 seasons in the league with the Warriors and helped them win 4 championships. So it's going to be a little strange to see him in another uniform, but he's definitely going to get a hero's welcome from fans here. The Warriors are going to be giving out Captain Klay hats tonight to fans, and the game will be nationally televised on TNT. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Go Dubs!
I like that.
Freebies.
Yeah, the Captain Klay hats are kind of funny. I like it.
We got a free car wash yesterday. Hope you enjoyed the rain. Most cities in the Bay, you're clear of rain for the week. Others, like Napa, expect it again tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid-60s.
Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey, that's
it is?
Yep.
Okay, listen up. Your day today... It's going to be a 7.
Oh, no.
Don't neglect your partner at home. Otherwise, relationship struggles could begin to bubble to the surface.
No.
Sometimes it feels like the grass is greener on the other side, but you need to abandon unrealistic expectations and appreciate what you have.
Okay.
That's aimed, is that anything, is it resonating with you?
Because
you know horoscopes are all, they're 100% true.
You're right. Then yes, it is.
It better be.
Then it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, let's get caller 20. You got two tickets for Dave and Buster's Milpitas, which is where we're going to be on Friday. Check it out, the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight.
Woo-wee!
888-333-9490 if you want to join us for this exclusive JV show event. Graham. By the way, Jess is out. She's out counting to caller 20 really quick. I went to K1 Speed. I thought you'd get a kick out of this on Friday night for like a little double date action. I get on the seat and I like told the staffer, I was like, hey, like, does this seat move up at all so I can like reach the pedals more? Tell me why he offered me a booster seat. Like, I'm really about to race around this thing in a booster seat.
It probably would have given you a better view of the track. You probably could have seen where you were going a little bit better, too. And not to mention reaching the pedals.
It was so embarrassing in front of everybody. So I was like, no, it's okay. He's like, why? I use a booster seat. I don't know if he was trying to make me feel better.
There's no way he... Was he really short?
No, I didn't think so, but whatever. So, yeah, when I'm racing, I had to scoot all the way up on the seat to be able to, like, push the pedal.
Yeah, you want
to
be able to mash down on the gas. Come on.
I was pushing so hard on the gas and like, I don't know if you've ever done it, but you're like, you're really tense as you're steering and stuff. I was so sore the next day just from racing.
Are you being serious?
That's how out of shape I am.
Oh, geez. We need to work on this.
So bad.
We need to work on this.
It was so bad.
Did you win any races?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
And then there's that.
Oh, geez.
I know, but it was still really, really fun.
Yeah.
While Jess is counting up, I know she wanted to talk about Kelly Clarkson, but first, Graham, what do you have?
I want to talk about a 77-year-old slice of cake, Selena.
Ew.
Piece came from Queen Elizabeth II's wedding, that wedding in November 20th, 1947. This piece of cake just sold at auction for $2,831. I guess it was a little box. It had a little note from her and everything. So it's fully authenticated,
super
old wedding cake. And somebody that wants to collect vintage pastries was like, I got a bid on that.
No.
And somebody bought it, for over $2,800. Let me ask you, let's just say you won this auction. You're really into collecting vintage pastries for whatever reason. You get this piece of 77-year-old wedding cake from Queen Elizabeth's wedding. Are you going to try a bite of it?
Hell no.
Well, what are you going to do with it then?
I mean, if anything, you just put it like on display or something, right? If that's your thing, you collect vintage pastries.
Let's just say...
You don't eat it.
Let's say it's been in the refrigerator the entire time since then.
No.
It's been in the freezer. Sorry. It's been frozen since then.
No.
Did you guys... Well, I guess your wedding was in Mexico and it got pounded by a hurricane. But like my wife and I kept a piece of our wedding cake...
But you
like
do that.
A chunk of it, we kept it in the freezer and we ate it on our 1 year anniversary and it was delicious.
Right. 1 year is different than 77.
Once you're at freezing temperatures, it's not really, right?
I don't.
You're frozen. Haven't you ever seen the caveman? Like, you know, he's frozen in the snow. He looks just as good as the day he got frozen.
You're right.
In there.
Mariah Carey defrosts every single year and she's perfectly fine.
See?
Hella fine, actually.
I saw a picture of this, a particular piece of cake, and it did not look good.
Ew, was it like moldy?
It wasn't moldy, but it didn't look appetizing.
Ew.
It kind of looked like almost like a square of a brownie, but I don't know if all the brown was because
ew, that's so gross.
Just the color change.
I doubt
she
had a brownie wedding cake. I think
something tells me this wasn't kept in the freezer the entire time either.
That's so nasty.
It looks stale and gross.
Graham, you would try it?
I mean, I just spent close to $3,000 on a slice of cake. I'm going to take a nibble of it.
Ew,
that's gross.
At this point, it's probably fine. I mean... Anything else?
I also think paying money for this is really stupid. I feel like most couples, like, the wedding cake is just for looks. You don't really care. So, like, a lot of people don't even eat it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, to put so much weight on, like, the cake itself and it's going to go to auction, I bet you Queen Elizabeth didn't even, like, try her own cake.
Dude, but this is royal cake. I mean, this is royal.
I don't care.
From a royal
don't
wedding.
Don't care. Okay, can we talk about Kelly Clarkson's Christmas room now?
Yes. So, she recently revealed that she loves Christmas so much that one time she decorated this room in her house and she was like, why not just leave the decorations all year round? So she has this room in her house where it's Christmas basically 365 days a year because she never takes the decorations away. So I want to know if you guys had an extra room. Is this something that you would do?
Me, no, but you guys love Christmas. You guys love decorating before Thanksgiving and all that stuff.
No, so, don't lump me into that.
Okay, Jess.
Lump me in there.
You love decorating before Thanksgiving even happens. Put the tree up, put the decorations up, put up your lights. So you would have a Christmas room?
No, this is pushing it.
Yeah, it seems stupid.
This is pushing it because that
But you love the, you love the joy that it brings. That's what you always say. It makes you so happy. So if you had an extra room, why wouldn't you leave it decorated year-round?
Because it makes it more special that it's only a certain time of year. And that's why I try to extend that time a little bit more by starting earlier in November than most people.
But doesn't it make it more special if it's only in December, which is where it should be?
No, that's just, I need more time.
I got off the elevator this morning and our office already has a Christmas tree out.
I was mad.
And it's fully decorated.
I wanted to kick it down. I thought about it.
I'm just not there yet.
I thought you were there yet.
And I love all of Christmas. I love Christmas stuff. And I walked out this morning and I shook my head. No, it's not. No, that ain't it, Chief. I'm not here. I'm not ready for it. I don't know. And if you had, imagine having a Christmas room in your house. It's that day in the summer where it's 106 degrees. Like, are you going to walk in there and be like,
it would make me mad. It would make me really mad seeing it, honestly. And I'm with Jess. It makes it
less special.
Because you'd be so used to seeing it all the time. It's not going to do anything.
This tracks for Kelly Clarkson, though. She seems like somebody.
Yeah, it does. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Sarita.
Hi, Sarita. Are you calling for the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson viewing party?
Yes, I am.
Caller 20. Woo!
Congrats. Thank you, guys.
We have to give them a couple names to make it easier.
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
This is Jake Tyson. We're going to work on their couple name because it is a mouthful. But Sarita, we're going to be hanging out with you on Friday. We're going to be at Dave & Buster's in Milpitas checking out the fight.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, you guys.
Of course. Can't wait to meet you. That's going to be Friday. All right. Hang on there for that winning. Jess, we have another pair of tickets to give away.
We do. That'll be at 8:25.
What time is 8:25?
8:25.
It'll be at 8:25.
So be here at 8:25 if you want to see Jake Tyson.
8:25.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, Tuesdays, we turn it over to you to talk TV. What are you watching?
I'm watching Eat, Slay, Love. It's a new show on Peacock. Four ladies, they go on a bestie retreat. Go on a girl's trip to Vietnam, right? So these are celebrities.
Reality TV?
Reality TV, yes. And celebrities, I wouldn't call them A-listers, but it's Nivea, Eva Marcel,
Who?
Tammy Rivera from Love & Hip Hop, and London Hughes.
Who?
Okay.
It doesn't matter. They all take a trip, which I have a lot of questions about, specifically because these are all ladies going on a trip. And Graham, you go on a lot of your boys' trips, right?
A couple a year.
I want to know if there's ever any drama that goes on when you go with your boys, because I feel like for whatever reason it is, there is always some sort of altercation when it's the ladies going on a trip.
Yeah, we don't really hear about that when it's you and the boys.
Yeah, because there's zero issues. Guys, we're just happy to be away from our kids and our wives. And it's just a great sense of relief that you get to go hang out with your boys. What's the drama going to be? What are we going to argue about? Like, who gets to take the first shot?
Like someone being late or someone not wanting to participate.
Don't care. Can't stress you out. Just rolls right off. And that stuff doesn't happen. Guys are just, traveling with guys, we're easy.
Wow, that
sounds... That's crazy. That sounds so peaceful and like so nice.
Yeah, and then when we have to travel with you ladies, and you walk in there and you got your four different bags and you don't know, and then where's the gate?
What person's always taking too long to get ready?
God.
Yeah, they don't know what to wear. They forgot something. They don't want to participate in whatever activity. They want to stay behind. Now people are mad that they're not, not everyone's all together, and then people are separating.
Or there's the one person that wants to do way too much and has their whole itinerary for everybody. And then you're hungover and don't want to wake up at 6 a.m. to do a yoga class or something.
Nightmare.
So there are always those types of people. And that is what these ladies basically end up in. Because one of the ladies going on the trip is basically going with an already established group of friends, which I think is a no-no. I don't know if you guys have ever done this before, but I wouldn't feel comfortable going on a trip with where I'm the only one that doesn't know everybody. If I just
it's not ideal.
Yeah, okay. If I just have one friend in the whole group that is going, I don't know. I feel like a little bit, I feel like it'd be a little harder to like get along with them, especially meeting them for the first time on a trip.
I would feel very left out and out of place.
Yes, where so many things can go wrong. So That is, I think, where they went wrong, because then they start getting into arguments with the lady that doesn't
with
know
the new
all
girl?
Of them, with the new girl, and it just doesn't end up well.
Gotta know your place, new girl.
But do you think that it is possible to have a smooth trip with just ladies? Like, Selena, have you ever had a trip that goes just 100%?
I actually have. No, I went on a girls trip one time with all the girls from Wilds. This was years ago. Uh-huh. But it was like me, Drina, Angelina was there, Gabby. Did Angelina go? Actually, I don't.
She doesn't even remember.
It might have been before Angelina was here. I'm not positive. But I mean, that was a successful trip.
Okay.
No drama.
How many days?
I think it was 2 days.
Okay.
It was just a weekend Vegas trip.
Okay.
But that's like coworkers a little bit, right?
But still, we're sharing
like,
rooms
you're
together.
You're sort of on your better behavior when it's
no,
your
we coworkers. Weren't. No, we weren't on good behavior at all.
Okay, tell us more about that.
But I mean, it's Vegas. Like, we weren't like, you know, you're all cordial at work. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, meeting at 10, see you there.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like that.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, but I mean, I think that was the only trip where there wasn't anything.
Because I feel like I have been on trips where it just gets awkward when other people are either where there's tension between them, or one of them wants to do something, the other one doesn't. And then all of a sudden, we're all just kind of there like, okay, well, what are we going to do then? Like, who's going to decide? And we're just sitting there in the hotel room like, okay, somebody make a decision, because we all are here to have a good time and to party. Why are we not moving from this room?
And then by the time someone decides, it's like, well, it's already too late.
Yeah.
Now I'm tired.
And then
go
the
to bed.
Other person
now
is
you're mad.
Madder.
God.
Graham, you don't experience any of this?
No,
yeah, I'm actually
sounds
jealous,
awful.
Graham.
Sounds terrible. I would never want to travel ever again if it was like that every time. Yikes.
But I'm actually really surprised that you haven't had any experience like that whatsoever. Like, there has never been a party pooper in your...
Yeah, but if somebody didn't want to do the thing that everyone was doing, guess who doesn't care? Everybody that's doing the thing. What do we care? It's like, you don't want
to... Maybe that's the difference.
You don't want to participate?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why
I feel like
do
guys
we
are
care
just,
so much?
Guys just
know.
Go with the flow a lot more. At least my group of friends.
I think with ladies, maybe we're a little bit more passive aggressive. So we'll say that we like moved on from the situation, but then it'll still kind
of
linger on.
A couple
on.
Mimosas later and you guys are
fighting
yelling
again.
At each other about it.
I mean, like I move on from things, I think, very quickly. But like my bachelorette, for example,
okay.
All girls trip. So like half the girls didn't want to go out because they were tired. And like that bothered me.
Yeah.
And
that would bother
should
me.
Should I have a right
yeah.
to be bothered? Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. I think there's certain instances where it's okay. I get what you're saying, Graham. Like, hey, we don't care if you don't want to do certain things, but sometimes you just do it.
Yeah, you don't want to be going on a trip with 8 people and only 2 of them want to go out.
Well, I think in Selena's case, you most definitely have a right to be upset there, because there are certain expectations. When it is a trip like a bachelorette party, there's certain expectations of like what you are going to be doing. And if everyone wants to stay home and read a book or whatever, I'd be like, that's not what you signed up for on this trip. This
thank
is a
you.
Bachelorette
true.
Party.
That's thank
true.
You.
Supposed to be going out raging.
I agree with that. But that's Eat, Slay, Love if you guys want to check it out.
That
I don't
sounds
wanna,
awful. I'm
just,
stressed out just hearing
no,
about it.
I know. It ends up being nice in certain parts when there's no drama going on, but it's a nice little show to check out. Only
okay.
3 episodes on Peacock.
Peacock, there you go.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Mancini's. Visit Mancini's SeaWorld for their Black Friday sale or visit SeaWorld.com.
All right, so a Diddy freak off party goer says there were minors at this party. TMZ has a new documentary called The Downfall of Diddy, Inside the Freak Offs.
Whoa. I don't want to go
it's gonna be on
Tubi. Freak off.
I don't want to go in there either.
No.
But they did post this clip of one of the women that they have featured on this documentary. Her name is Tania Wallace. She says she's an aspiring singer-songwriter, and she went to one of these freak-offs back in 2018 after a Saudi prince flew her out to Miami to go party.
Whoa.
Must be nice.
I guess.
I don't know.
I was like, did that really happen? That's kind of crazy. Anyways, I'm going to play this clip. In this clip, she does use the term little people. Now, Harvey from TMZ did ask, like, do you mean adults who are little people, or are you talking about, like, underaged people? And she's implying minors. But here's what she said.
I looked to the right of me, and in the corner, they were little people. And, you know, I don't want to say too much. They were little people. So Use your common sense. Dressed up like little Harajuku Barbies. Red lipstick looking like real sexy, you know, revealing like.
What were the little people doing?
Getting covered up, trying to cover up what they were doing. Just, I don't know, like being admired, being hid.
Like they were surrounded by adults, so it was like hard to see what, if anything, was going on. But they were there, which they shouldn't have been. She described the scene as, you know, there being a lot of drugs and alcohol available. This is at 7 o'clock in the morning, mind you, and there's people like doing things with each other, just like everywhere.
I mean, if you're at a party at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd never expect the crowd there to be not doing weird stuff.
Yeah, she said it was weird. It was very, very weird.
Now, remember that clip, I think we played it on here a while back, of Khloe Kardashian talking about a party that she went to that didn't end till like 5 in the morning, where
yeah,
it was with Diddy. There was like a bunch of people there. Like, it's just so weird to hear about, like, to know that we've heard about all of this, but didn't put two and two together.
Connect the dots.
But she's still saying little people. It's a little confusing.
It is a little confusing. She was like, am I going to get in trouble if I say, like, if I say what it is? But, like, Harvey straight up asked her, like, what are you talking about, minors or adults or little people? And she was like, come on. She's like, you know.
It's just kind of a weird term to use over and over and over again. That's what got me a little confused.
Like, yeah.
What's she talking about
here? Hey, I'm just reporting what's being reported, okay? Megan Fox is pregnant. She and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first baby together. Are they even back together? What is going on?
I thought
they were going to forever be twin flames and always have love for each other, but that they weren't together.
That's the first thing. When I saw that headline yesterday, I'm like, who's the dad? Because I assumed it was not him. Right? I figured it was somebody else.
Really?
Like, I thought they broke up or they were just, their love burned too brightly, but it didn't last or whatever. You know, it's like, wait, what?
Interesting. Well, we don't know when this transpired, but she did make the announcement over the weekend. She posted some baby bump pictures on Instagram. This article calls MGK her on-again, off-again fiancé. So maybe they're still engaged. I don't know. Regardless, they are expecting a little baby, which... good for them, because she was open about a miscarriage that she suffered with him previously. Graham, what do you have?
All right, get ready for another driverless car to hit the streets of San Francisco. Zooks Robo-Taxis. They've just been given the green light to begin testing on streets here. Zooks is owned by Amazon. And their cars are going to look a little different than the Cruise cars that we saw here. Well, those have kind of disappeared after that accident. But then the Waymo, we've gotten used to seeing those around. If you want to see what one of these looks like, it's on our story, a JV Morning Show on Instagram. The Zooks cars don't have a steering wheel, and they more or less look like a little pod on wheels. The seats, so the doors slide open almost like you're going into an elevator. Let's just picture it like that. And they can open on both sides. And then when you're inside the little car thing, the seats are facing each other. So it's almost like you're in like a train car.
I guess would be the way to kind of
describe that.
Again, there's no like area for a driver or a steering wheel or anything. The whole thing is just that on four wheels. And they're meant to also be directionless, meaning they don't have a front or a back. So the car could be driving forwards or backwards. I guess you wouldn't know. There's no front or back.
Whoa.
It looks the same basically from either side, and it can drive either way. So,
oh, wow.
I guess you don't know. And
it's giving like mini party bus. Like, I want to go in there.
I like it.
I mean, it does look kind of, it looks comfy. Kind of kick
I
back.
I like
and
this.
Again, if you're on board with a driverless vehicle, and that doesn't scare you if you try to Waymo or whatever, this is sort of that, again, to the next level. According to Zooks, testing will basically just be focused in the Soma area of the city right now. Perfect. So they'll be crashing into me on my way out of work each day.
No.
The public's going to have to wait a little while longer before you're able to sign up to take a ride. Right now, they're saying it's just employees that are the ones going to be taking these initial test rides. I've seen the Zooks cars, lots of those driving around, but that's more like a car, and it's the one that has that big top on it with all the sensors. I don't know if you've seen those riding around. They're
kind of
a white and green color. I see these Zooks ones all the time, but these are not them. This thing looks totally different.
Please go check this out.
Look at our story.
So cool. Yeah.
The only thing that makes me nervous, though, Graham, is the driving, I guess, that it can go whichever way. I don't know. I feel like if it malfunctioned, it would go forward instead of backward, and it just sounds like a disaster. But maybe I'm thinking of the worst.
I feel like they got this.
It doesn't matter. Like I said, it just drives whatever. It has four-wheel steering, too, so it can maneuver in and out of tight spots in the city a little bit better.
Cool.
I like the look of it, yeah.
I get, yeah, I mean, I guess of all the ones, if you were going to take a ride, it looks the most comfortable. Like right. It's a spacious thing.
Yeah.
And the most fun and spacious. I want to be sitting in front of my friends instead of like side by side all squished.
Yeah.
I like it. JV Morning Show. Check out our story to see the Zooks cars.
Zooks!
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Oh, wait. Happy Tuesday for you guys. I thought it was Monday for you. You know what? I thought I was the only one that I was crazy complaining about you guys taking a day off, like in Veterans Day. No, it's not okay. I'm with the other guy who was complaining about you guys being off yesterday. It's for real. I'm gonna call JV Show producers to tell them to not have a day off for you guys.
First of all, you want to call the JV Show producers? We're speaking right now.
Yeah, that's so
you,
us.
So you just effectively did with that talk back, and I'll put that motion before them to see what they have to say about it.
There you go.
Sorry, shut down.
Can everyone stop with the backlash, please? Okay, why don't we deserve a day off?
You get
a day off.
This is a holiday.
You take sick days. We don't even take sick days. I will have that entered into evidence.
You know what I'd like to do? What? I'd like to, everybody that leaves one of these angry talkbacks, I'm going to find out where they work. And then when they submit vacation time over the holidays, uh-huh, I'm going to call their boss and be like,
"You're right.
They're scamming you. They're totally scamming the system. They're not actually sick. They're taking sick days when they're not. Right. I would deny this vacation request."
They're wine tasting right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the very first person to guess today's bleep.word. As always, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. All right. Here is today's clip. Listen up.
I used to be able to lick one after the next, but now the taste just, I don't know, gives me the ick.
Ew. Multiple? Hey.
Yep.
Wow.
What does it taste like?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right. Okay.
Way too far. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be, and then remember, this is a family show,
yes,
so that guest needs to be something PG. When you've got that guess, leave it on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You got to be the first correct answer of the morning to win the JV Show chug mug. And do us a favor, leave us your city and your name and your city along with that guess. We want to be able to shout you out.
Right. And get those guesses in now. We are going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, that Talkback mic wide open. That's where you leave your guesses. First person to guess the word correctly wins the chug mug. Easy as that. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I used to be able to lick one after the next, but now the taste just, I don't know, gives me the ick.
You're sick.
What changed?
Hey, I don't know. It could be a pH thing. I don't know.
Oh my God. This is a family show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go to your guest.
What are you talking about?
Morning, JV Show. Victor from San Jose. So I'm going to say finger. Thanks, guys.
Finger.
Why? What you be doing that?
Sometimes you have to lick your finger. Never mind.
I mean, if when there's like food on it and stuff, but
right,
that always tastes good.
Not necessarily. Depends where your hands have been.
True.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is lollipop. Have a great day. Bye.
Lollipop. It's a popular guess this morning.
How do you feel about a grown man eating a lollipop? Because I brought in a bag of Halloween candy last week, and Graham, you took a few lollipops out of that.
No, I didn't. I thought about it, and then I asked, can a grown man, can I be walking around eating one of these? And I left him there after the answer.
And your answer was only in the car, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You can't be out in public. In a car, you could do it. What do you?
I feel like even in a car, you'll still get some looks.
No, but you're dry. Selena's the most self-conscious driver I've ever witnessed. You need to have your windows like blacked out tinted in case you were to take a bite of a burger, as if everybody on the road is like, gasp, she's eating over there. Nobody cares.
I'm not an attractive eater. I don't need people staring at me.
I'm just saying, nobody. You think people are seeing? Nobody cares. Everyone's in their own world, texting while they're driving. Nobody's looking at you. You guys, you ladies, answer the question: can a guy walk down the street eating a lollipop?
It depends on how he's eating it.
Yes.
What's up, guys? This is Paulo from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is stamps. Stamps.
You don't have to lick stamps anymore. They come sticky.
Yeah, my stamps come pre-licked.
You used to have to lick them before?
I don't know. I think they've always been sticky.
Yeah, oh,
I think old school stamps probably back in the day. I bet you had to lick them.
Wow.
Yeah, now they come.
Now they come.
Yeah, pre-licked.
All right. Ew, that's disgusting. I'm continuing to leave your guesses on the talkback mic. We are going to play more coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where hopefully you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleep.word. Now, in case you missed today's clip, no worries. Here it is one last time.
I used to be able to lick one after the next, but now the taste just, I don't know, gives me the ick.
You are gross. Disgusting. This is a family show, you sicko.
Yucky.
The word is always something clean, and we hope your guesses are clean as well. Let's go to your guesses on the talkback mic.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Matt from Antioch. My guess of the day is he used to be able to lick popsicles.
Popsicles.
Can I talk about that guy walking down the street eating a popsicle? Judging?
Not really.
Who
doesn't love a popsicle? That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, but we all love a lollipop too. But you said you're judging a guy walking down the street eating a lollipop.
I guess it depends how you're eating the popsicle.
Then describe the ways, because I need to know.
Like,
how
I bite
else
mine.
Do you eat them?
Yeah, either bite or like a side lick, not like a full on
down your throat.
Yeah. Good morning, JV.
I gotta eat my popsicles from the side.
Yeah.
I gotta hold my popsicle sideways if I'm a man and I want to eat it walking down the street.
I mean, do you feel comfortable just putting it in there? If you do, then that's fine. But...
yeah, I don't want it to melt. I like to jam the whole thing in there.
Then that's fine. Go ahead, you.
Good morning, JV Show fam. This is Wing from Concord. My guess is the cake batter electric mixer beater sticks thing that you mix it with.
How many words is that?
The cake batter electric mixer sticks. It's not those. Okay, how do you...
The bleeped out word is one word.
It is one word. It's not those, but I do appreciate the guess, because when my wife is baking cookies or whatever it is, I turn into full-on five-year-old. Give me that thing. Give me the spoon. And my wife's making it. I'm, pushing my kids out of the way. And now when she makes cookies or whatever, she purposely uses three spoons or whatever and gives one to each of us. But I get the bowl, too. I get the bowl. Sorry, kids. Like, can I have a little bit more? No.
No.
No, 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 no. Sorry.
That is not the correct answer, but good guess.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Humberto from San Jose. And I think the bleep that word is ice cream.
Ice cream.
That's a good guess. Love ice cream. Mm-hmm.
You can lick that.
Yeah, over and over and over and over again, except we went to some place in Paso Robles this weekend and it was like some kind of, vegan, gluten, whatever, all free, dairy-free ice cream.
I don't want that.
I don't know what I was licking, but it wasn't for me.
What up, JV Show? What up? Shane from Oakley. It's the bleeped out word, envelope. All right, guys, who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart? All right, there it is.
It was.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I used to be able to lick one envelope after the next, but now the taste just, I don't know, gives me the ick.
Yeah, did envelopes get grosser tasting? Because I feel like they are.
No, I still like it.
You like that taste? You're a psychopath.
I know, I am.
I can't get past Graham saying, you say envelope?
Envelope.
Wow.
You say envelope?
I think so.
There's two kinds of people in this world.
Yep.
There's envelopes and envelopes.
Wow.
I'm an envelope. Envelope. What did I say?
You're an enveloper.
Yep, that's the one that I am. Yep, that's the one. All right, let's get some shout-outs. A lot of people on it this morning, you guys. A lot of people on it, but the first person that was on it was our boy Shane at Oakley. What's up, Shane? What's up? Yeah, but who gives a fart, he said. But he will be getting a brand new JV Show chug mug. Hopefully that thing doesn't taste like an envelope when you drink out of it. Envelope.
Envelope.
Envelope sounds better.
Envelope. All right. A lot of people got it correct this morning, so let's try to shout everybody out. But there's a lot of you. Kel in San Jose had it. So did everybody. Jacob in the South Bay. What's up, Jacob? What's up? Bill in San Francisco had it. So did Michael in the city as well. Natalie in Sacramento. Kimberly in San Jose. Vicky in Novato. TJ in Livermore. What's up, TJ? What's up? Yvonne in San Jose. Lindsay in Livermore. Leslie in Santa Rosa. David in Richmond. Maria in Concord. Linda in Stockton. Our buddy Edgar without the haircut. He's in Pittsburgh. You know where he's at. Gustavo in San Jose had it. So did Brian. Ryan, also in San Jose, Mia in Castro Valley, Rodrigo and Tracy. What's up, Rodrigo? What's up?
Oh my God, so many people.
Ebony in Pittsburgh had it. So did Andrea in Hollister, Andrew in Hayward, Sal also in the stack this morning. Valerie in Newark, Soledad in Pittsburgh, Leslie in Belmont, Eric in Newark, and Cynthia in Antioch, amongst a few other people that had it correct. Nice job, people. You just got to do it Like, fast, you know, faster. Just like just a tiny bit faster.
Yes. But you have another chance tomorrow morning, 7:05, mm-hmm. when we play again.
That's right. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How was, I wasn't going to say how's the weekend, but it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, we hope you're having a great morning. You're on to play the JV Show. Yep, nope game. Jess, what is on the line today?
Ooh, big prize, $200 for Living Spaces.
Let's go. There we go. Mike, here's how this works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and you win this gift card, okay?
Where's the gift card to again?
Living Spaces.
That's right.
Question number one.
She's good. She's really good.
The Road to Hana is a very popular tourist excursion in what U.S. state?
Sounds like Hawaii.
Yep.
Yes.
I was always told, don't do that. It's a
lot of
long,
hiking, right?
Long, miserable drive. No, you're driving. You spend the entire day driving all the way to the top of the volcano or whatever.
Oh,
and then
really?
You just turn around and drive all the way back.
Oh. I thought during the drive you got off and did...
I think there's lots of places you can stop and do little hikes. But everyone said that newlyweds, it's the road to divorce. Don't do that trip. It's too long. All right, question number two. What is the proper terminology for a male witch? What do you call a male witch?
A male witch. A Wiccan?
Nope.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
A warlock. A warlock is a male witch. Shout out to my dad's movie, Warlock Moon, if you need something.
That's
on
it. That's right. Your dad made a movie.
I think you can get it on streaming sites now.
Really?
If you ever want to watch a really, really and B-level movie, is being generous. If you ever want to watch a B-level movie, Warlock Moon.
Where is it? Is it on Tubi and stuff?
I don't know. I'm going to go look it up, but I bet you can stream it now because it was a legit feature film.
All right. Wow. Question number three, Mike. Here we go. Sapporo is a brand of beer that's made in what country?
Japan.
Yeah.
Love me some Sapporo. All right, question number four. The humerus is the name of the bone inside what of your body parts?
Careful.
Yeah, that's not an actual bone.
Oh.
The humerus.
What? The humerus?
Yeah.
Come on. You got it.
What do you think that is?
The upper arm, elbow.
Yeah.
Yes!
It's a bone in your arm.
Yep. The funny bone. Sounds like the funny bone.
Yeah.
Humor.
Okay.
Funny bone.
Humorous.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It is?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Good one.
Oh, I love that. Mike, congratulations. Yay! You won.
You did it. You just won a $200 gift card to
Living Spaces.
Shop the best deals of the year during the Living Spaces Black Friday event where you'll save big on designs for your home.
Oh, congrats. I love that. Nice. You're in your interior designer era.
Yes.
Mike, congrats. Hang on there for that winning. Graham, do we have some shout outs?
We do. You know, lots of moms in my DMs are going and says, hey, Graham, another mom sliding into your DMs respectfully, of course. Ugh, boring. My son Christian's a huge fan of the JV Show. We listen every morning on our way to school. Can you wish him a happy birthday? He's turned 12 on Sunday. So happy, happy birthday, Christian. Hope you had a good birthday.
Who gives a fart?
She said, P.S. Teddy and Jim are the same guy. Still laughing about that one. That's from Mom Anna. If you don't know what that's about, go back and podcast last week. One of the shows last week. I cracked another case.
You did.
All right, another DM says, hey, Graham, can you do a shout out to the DC Star Daily City Under 10 division for winning the championship of Pop Warner. My son Giovanni is on the team. We're going to the regional championship on Sunday. Let's go,
wow,
DC
congrats.
Star.
You guys got this.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, unless they don't. Next one here, it says, hey, Graham, Alexis from San Jose. I was hoping you'd give my son Aeneas a big 10th birthday shout out. He turned 10 over the weekend. Mom and dad love you, son. And we love you guys. Again, that's from Alexis. So happy, happy birthday, Aeneas.
Who gives
happy
a
birthday.
Fart?
Another one says, hey, Graham, just a dad sliding into your DMs. If you could wish my daughter Harmony a happy 17th birthday. Dad's proud of you and always cheering you on. Love you, Gub. He says in parentheses, that's her nickname, Gub. How would you like that to be if you were a 17-year-old girl?
I'd be embarrassed, but hey.
Happy birthday, Gub.
Works for them.
And that's
happy
from
birthday.
Dad Eric.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. It says, can you guys say happy birthday to my son Nicholas? Today is his big 18th 18th birthday. Ooh. We listen every morning on our way to school. Thanks. And that's from Mom Abby. So happy, happy birthday,
happy
Nicholas.
Birthday.
That's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
See you at the bars tonight.
No, we got to be 21 for that.
Yeah, but when you're 18, you have a fake ID, don't you?
Do you?
I did. Wasn't very good. It was not good. Only worked at a couple places.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Victoria from Hayward. I think last week you guys were talking about the Amelia Perez movie on Netflix with Selena Gomez. Did you guys know it was a musical? Because I just saw a trailer and it's a musical. And I know how you guys feel about those.
What?
I feel betrayed.
Are you kidding me?
I was already out on that one, but now
I really wanted to watch it. Oh, wow. That just ruins. I really wanted to watch it. And now I won't even allow myself to.
The third film this year that is a musical.
God, can we stop with the musicals?
What I don't get is, why are they continuing to want to push the making of musicals when they just, for a broad audience, test poorly as far as like attracting people to the theater? They actively try to hide the fact, and that's by design, that some of these movies, these Joker ones, are musicals. They actively try to conceal that because they know, for just the testing and perception of it to an audience, it doesn't test well. So why are you want your thing to be a success at the box office or wherever, or streaming
point.
Why continue to do that when you know you're gonna immediately lose some of your potential viewers?
This is going to ruin the world tour.
Okay, Justin Timberlake.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Mancini's. Visit Mancini's SeapWorld for their Black Friday sale or visit SeapWorld.com.
So Liam Payne's $30,000 Rolex watch is missing. Isn't this crazy? So police in Argentina, they're trying to locate the watch that they say went missing around the time that he died on October 16th. Side note, can you believe it's already almost been a month?
Whoa.
That flew by. So it was Liam's dad who first noticed that the watch was gone. He was given all of Liam's possessions and he specifically asked, you know, where this watch was because it has sentimental value. And that's when police confirmed it was missing. But Liam did have it the day that he died. He was wearing it hours before because they have him on camera, you know, walking around with the watch on. But when he fell from the balcony, he didn't have it anymore. Authorities made it very clear that it was not stolen after the fact. But they also didn't find it during any of the police raids. So, like, nobody knows what happened. Police plan on returning to the hotel to do another search just in case they missed it during their initial sweep.
You don't miss a Rolex in your initial sweep. Somebody stole it.
Right. And he had those, you know, escorts in his room earlier that day. And they argued over money, according to reports. What's to say they didn't take that, you know, as a form of payment because he wasn't paying up?
I mean, not surprising that valuables could go missing here. There could be other stuff you don't know about.
One more thing I thought was kind of noteworthy. One of the three people charged in connection with Liam's death just did an interview. Brian Pais, who is a suspected drug dealer, he told local news in Argentina that he did have two hotel meetings with Liam, but that he did not supply him with drugs or receive any money for drugs. He says he met Liam at the restaurant that he was working at. Liam invited him to his hotel room where they took a few shots together. That was their first meeting. He went back on October 13th for their second meeting where he says they both used drugs together throughout the night. But then he had to leave because he had to get ready for work. And that was the last time he saw him. But he didn't sell drugs technically to Liam.
Sure.
Everyone's suspicious in this.
Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right. Well, since we were off yesterday for Veterans Day, a holiday, a lot of people have been very angry that we took the day off yesterday. We needed one day. You know, we needed that. I haven't had a chance to talk about our Niners.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
The Niners narrowly avoided their whole season going into the dumpster. They beat the Buccaneers in Tampa 23-20. Had the Niners lost that game, their path to the postseason would have gotten a lot more difficult. They have a pretty tough remaining schedule, and their division, the NFC West, has a couple of teams kind of all bunched up in the standings that's going to be vying for that division title. Well, because this is the Niners of 2024, they did everything in their power to try to blow this game. Kicker Jake Moody missed not one, not two, but three very makeable field goals. He had just come back from injury. He did, however, make the game winner. Just barely, I might add. Just barely. And had he missed that, I think the entire team might have ripped themselves with internal fighting, ripped themselves to shred. Now, the main thing everyone was talking about from this game is the Debo altercation. He got into a physical little scuffle with long snapper Tabor Peppers and Jake Moody. Now, Debo says he went over there and told them, lock in, after he had bricked his third kick. He had something. And our buddy, the long snapper there, took offense to that. But Debo did look like try to choke him at one point.
Oh, my God.
Did you not see this, Selena?
I didn't see this. Oh, no.
This went down on the sidelines during the game. Now, like immediately following the game, Coach Kyle Shanahan, he hadn't seen what had happened, but he like kind of dismissed it, like, oh, it's no big deal. Then he saw what had happened and was like, well, I think this is a big deal. But he says they have handled it in the locker room, that Debo has talked to Jake Moody, and everything is smoothed over. Do you think it's actually smoothed over?
No, that's just what you have to say.
But maybe, I mean, Is Debo out of line? Tell the dude, like, hey, we're trying to win a game here. Lock in.
I mean, if he's, like, choking the guy out, yeah, that is out of line. You don't put your hands on somebody else. But telling him lock in, there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
You don't talk to a kicker, though. You just don't. That's, really? Like, bad luck. You're going to jinx it. You don't, I mean.
He didn't need any help jinxing anything. He was already doing horribly.
I know, but you don't talk to that guy and get inside his head anymore. He's only been in the league. I love Debo, but I don't know. That one kind of, you don't talk to the kicker. He's already under intense pressure. He knows he missed three kicks. He only got one job in that game, make kicks, and you're going to go rattle him even more?
But it worked.
Just barely. If you saw the final kick, I wasn't even sure that it had gone in at first. Man, that thing looked like it was going to hit the upright again. It was bad.
So what does this mean when it comes to the Sabrina Carpenter curse?
Did she wear a night?
Okay, well, next year on the JV show, we are going to talk about Sabrina Carpenter. Okay. I did go to the show. We're going to talk about, you know, the person
who tinkled
in the pit.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Wanna Creek. Yeah, so yesterday I was bamboozled. I was fooled. I was tricked by a group of people who claimed that they were in studio on Veterans Day. I realized when there was no Yep No game and no bleep the word or whatever that you guys had totally took the day off. How dare you? I went to work. How dare you guys?
What's that got to do with us? You went to work. Good for you. Okay. Like.
Yes. The anger stemming from the fact that he felt that he was bamboozled.
I mean, what do you want us to say?
You know, my question is, if we had been in here in the studio and you took the day off, would you have listened?
Yeah.
Would you have put your alarm and woken up?
That's a good question. You know, the answer, I bet you, is no.
Yep.
Is what I would think. All right, so Sabrina Carpenter, I know it's Tuesday. We weren't here yesterday, so we're going to talk about it now. Sabrina Carpenter, Chase Center on Saturday night. I actually got to go, which I wasn't sure if I was going to or not, but
the boss came through.
The boss came through.
Wow, got you some tickets.
I went with my daughter and two of my sisters. Part of me did feel kind of bad that we all missed my nephew's birthday party to go to Sabrina Carpenter instead. But
how old is your nephew turning?
I don't even know, like 9 or something.
Okay, he won't understandable. Remember.
Like, that's what yeah. And also, they don't go to none of my birthday parties for my kids. So I was like, Sabrina Carpenter or your house, I'm going to go Sabrina Carpenter, no offense. So we all went out without my older sister. While she was with her kids.
Wow. How salty is she today?
Probably very. But you know what? We had the best time ever. And everybody was only adding to
the saltiness.
Well, sorry. Everyone is DMing me like, wait, did Sabrina Carpenter wear a sports jersey? What happened? Now, Sabrina Carpenter, she wore a lot of outfits. Mm-hmm. Very cute outfits. But a sports team from the Bay or from anywhere was not one of them. She did not wear a jersey.
Okay, so we avoided the sports curse because had Jake Moody missed one more field goal, I would assume I have to blame this on some sort of higher power because nobody just misses four kicks.
Right, so I'm starting to wonder if maybe she caught wind of the curse because she hasn't done this for a few shows, I don't think, worn anything sports related.
I want her to wear something because I want it to be solidified. Is she the curse or not?
But ever since we talked about it, she like has not been doing it.
I bet she has caught wind of it. I mean, Drake found out real quick about his sports curse.
Drake knows.
And he tried to dial it back a little bit, but that didn't work.
No.
kept on cursing.
I also feel like
teams.
Drake didn't really care. He kept, he kept on just cursing him.
He liked it because I think he was betting. He's a big gambler. Right. I think he was betting against himself.
The other thing that has made national headlines is someone in the pit going number one.
Yikes. Why?
How's this making national headlines?
I don't know.
I feel like this happens all the time.
It just is. I don't know. So this person didn't want to leave the pit, which is like the standing area there at the Sabrina show, to go use the bathroom. Other fans say that they saw a woman squat down and take a tinkle. There's no video of anyone, you know, actually doing this. Thank God, because I would not want that on the internet. But fans are sharing the aftermath where you can, like, see a mess.
Oh.
Everybody
was walking through
Everybody's spaced out around it because nobody wants to get near it. And they started holding up their phones so Sabrina could see. She didn't actually, like, address this on stage, but they're holding up their phones to say, you know, I got tinkled on in the pit to see Sabrina Carpenter, and, like, big lettering and holding up their phones. And there was a good number of fans that say that this is what happened, although it hasn't been, like, confirmed by anyone at Chase or anyone else.
It's probably what happened. I mean, right. We're going to make up that.
But I thought we learned from the Taylor Swift show, just wear a diaper.
That's right.
Swifties were wearing diapers and they didn't want to leave the show.
Yeah, they were just diapering up. It was a long show. Was Sabrina Carpenter's show that long that you felt? How many bathroom breaks did you take during the show?
Just one.
Okay. So that would have been you down there if you didn't want to lose your spot on the floor.
No, because I would still just go use the toilet.
Yeah, and what I heard was that this was even like a little before the show even started. So why not just go right before and then you won't miss any of the show?
Because they didn't want to lose their spot.
Yeah, you don't want to lose that coveted spot on the floor because, you know, the second you step out of there,
the
crowd fills back in and takes your spot.
I would expect this from like a show in like Florida or something, but we're at Chase Center here in the city. Come on.
Here's what I thought you were going to say, because on this show, the slander against men is constant and, oh, guys are so gross and guys do this. Oh, you're gross. Well, well, well.
What?
Look what happened here. The culprit of a now international incident of going number one on the floor at Chase Center during a concert. And who was our suspect?
It's a woman.
Oh, darn.
The men have done worse.
Right.
Really hurt your guys'
narrative. It
would have
been worse if it was a guy.
Yeah.
Would it have?
I agree, yeah.
I would have dropped one, probably.
Stop.
Facts.
I mean, sometimes you're going number one, you gotta go number
two. Not that I'm justifying what she did on the floor, but the lines were crazy for the bathroom. It was so bad that, like, a couple of my sisters went into the guys. And actually, a lot of the fans were. And this happens all the time at, like, sporting events. You know, they were, like, asking if the men's restroom is empty, which it was, so they go in there. And I refused to, because I didn't want to leave my daughter by herself or for her to go in there. So I stayed in the women's line with my daughter. As soon as my sisters walked in there, so did two guys. I was like, whoa, awkward.
Yeah, I guess they should almost, when you know the crowd is going to be, what, 80% female
or
higher?
Yeah, they should really.
They should almost repurpose some of the men's rooms.
That's what a lot of people were saying.
And slap a ladies' room sign on it just temporarily. Although, do you know how to use a urinal?
No.
But it's better that than the floor, right?
I think I can figure it out, though.
You could at least try.
It's an emergency.
Yeah, get a leg up on the divide, whatever. You just make it work, right?
Oh, God. Do you stay in your seat after someone does that, like, around you? Because those seats are pricey. What do you do?
I mean, yeah, I guess if it's either that or leave, like, where else are you going to go?
Yeah, you just stand in it, I guess. I mean, this happened to our very own, you know, former member of the show, Crystals. I mean, now
that's
she did this on
right.
She used the Coachella floor, the Coachella, you know, Dusty Desert floor.
Okay, at least certain, that, like,
the Dusty Desert, you know, Nugget, I think is what we named it.
Yeah, that wasn't a number one. And her friends formed a trust circle around her. And would you do that? Let me ask you this, ladies. So let's just say your friend was like, I cannot miss one second of Sabrina Carpenter's show. She's a diehard fan of all time. I forgot to wear my diaper. I got to go number one. Will you guys make a circle around me on the floor so she could do that? Would you circle up for your friend?
I would.
It's your ride or die friend.
If it was a number one, yes. I don't know about a number two. It's going to stink.
It's all bad. You don't do that. Tell them, go to the bathroom.
If she really, if she had already made the decision, like, I'm just going to do this here on the floor, and she asked me to cover her.
I'd rather cover her.
You're guilty. You're an accomplice to the crime. No.
Ride or die. Hey, ride or die. That's fine.
You're going to jail, too. You're sick. You say no. Go wait in line for the bathroom. Be a human being.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yo, Selena. Speaking of the Sabrina Carpenter concert, what in the twerk was going on in the front seat of that Uber? Damn, looked like you guys was remaking that Thong Song video. All right, y'all, you guys have a good one.
So, I will have to say, I watched that, and I had to look to make sure my wife wasn't watching. What am I? What in the Selena's Instagram story am I watching right now?
My sister had the whale tail.
On purpose?
Okay. Yes.
It matched, it's a look.
It matched her outfit. It was a look. L-E-W-K.
Look.
And in the front seat of the Uber, she decided to start dancing. And the poor Uber driver was like, you can't do that. You have to wear your seatbelt. So she's like, okay, if I put my seatbelt on, I can keep doing this. And he was like, yeah. So she put her seatbelt on and just still kept like, she was like standing on the seat, just like...
So she,
dancing, that's all that was.
But she knew her underwear was out like that. Like that was by design.
Yes.
That was all part of the look.
That was part of the look.
Got it.
The look.
I do want to know what rating your Uber driver gave you because of that.
Not good.
Probably not a great one.
Not good.
Let's talk about Mattel's major mistake that they did. Ooh. So they put out new merch for Wicked. You know, everybody's talking about Wicked. And they have two new dolls based on Glinda and Elphaba. Faba, I hope I'm saying that correctly. But on the back of the boxes, they placed a link to Wicked.com to promote the film. Uh-oh. However, that's the wrong website. That is actually an adult's content site. What they meant to put was WickedMovie.com. That's the official site. Not Wicked.com. So from what I've heard, these mistake boxes, they're still on store shelves.
Uh-huh.
Although you can find them on eBay as well because they're probably going to be yanked.
I don't think you can say yanked.
From shelves.
Got it.
Ooh. Are you going to Wicked.com, Graham?
Yeah, I got to verify I'm a human. It wants me to.
Don't do it on your work computer. God.
He's on his phone.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely. I'm straight to the waiver that you got to be 18 years or older to view what's going to happen next. Parents all over are like, I don't have to be 18 to see this movie. I'll just hit enter. And I cannot believe.
Who knows what happens next? Nobody double checks this stuff. That's what I'm saying. It couldn't have just been a one person mess up, right?
No, it's got. I read it got down to a lot of boxes, and then they wanted to see if these dolls were still the ones that were packaged in those were still on the shelves. And there were a lot of stores like Target and stuff that had pulled them off the shelves. So this affected probably, I think, a pretty large number.
That's hilarious.
Whoopsies.
But I feel like they brought more attention to it by making this whole story because nobody looks at the back of a doll box and is like, you know what? I am going to go to this website. Like, who does that? Nobody reads that.
Probably not. I mean, there's very few people that. You already know.
You just brought more attention to it, I think.
Still.
Still hilarious. I'm with Whoopsies. You. Graham, what do you have here?
I wanted to tell you guys about the... I guess you could call it a prank that I pulled on my twin sister this weekend. We were off yesterday, had a 3-day, we call it our cousin's weekend trip. There was like 18 of us, all my cousins and some of my siblings and everyone's spouses. And we all rented a house in Paso Robles over the weekend. It was a blast. We went wine tasting one of the days. And I thought this would be a good time to take a picture with my twin sister and my older brother. Like, I feel like I don't have many pictures of just the three of us.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah, so I took a very nice picture. And, I asked my sister, I said, do you want me to tag you in this? I'm going to post this to my story. And I said, you know, just like, you know, I have a lot of people that listen to the show and, you know, it's social media. People say some mean stuff. Do you want me to tag you in it? And she seemed like, no, she's like, oh yeah, no, tag me, tag me. I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, you've been warned, you know? And so I tagged her in the picture and then I could tell that like, and I was like, uh-oh, okay, comments are rolling in. And she was real curious to see what people were saying. I don't know. Like, I don't know why she was so interested. Well, what I thought was funny at the time. Now, look, we've been wine tasting and I had already had a few Bloody Marys that morning. I think this and then during the Niner game. And then we met up with the ladies wine tasting. So, look, I had a decent little buzz going.
Okay.
I thought it would be funny when I say the comments are rolling in, which they were. Most people are like, oh, my God, you and your family, they look so much. Oh, you and your sister look alike. Whatever people are. They were commenting nice stuff. But I was like, uh-oh. Comments are coming in. They're not good. Here's one. And then I just start reading all of these fake comments. And
were you like making them up as you went?
I'm just making them up. I was like, oh, here's another one. Holy crow's feet on your sister. Oh, you know, and I'm saying stuff like that. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, are people really saying that? I was like, no, well, they're not all bad. I was like, somebody said, congrats to your sister. How far along is she? And then I was like, oh, wait, never mind, not that one. And I'm going, and look, and people around, you know, even her husband knows that I'm just messing with her, but I don't know if she had a little buzz going. She didn't get it. Like, each time I'd read one that, like, was hurting her soul,
oh,
you could tell.
Oh, my God, that's mean.
And so we were walking down the street where we left the place, and I was like, uh-oh, more comments coming in. I read this one. This was the funniest moment of the entire trip. I was like, where'd you get that sweater? Where'd she get that sweater? Costco? And you know, she's like, you know, because whatever, I'm sure it was some, you know, cute sweater from whatever place. So she's like offended by that. As I say that, this woman is getting out of a car just had parked. And she's like, hey, I bought this at Costco. It was like this flannel shirt. She had bought that from Costco. Now she's mad at me for ripping on the thing. I was like, no, I didn't mean that. Trust me, legitimately, I buy a lot of my clothes from Costco. Great deals. But, like, then she's offended by that.
And this is a random person.
This is a random person that was parking on the street. She catches that stray. And then she seems annoyed by it. And Kate, my wife, was trying to smooth things over. Like, no, we love Costco. We love Costco.
Oh, my God.
My husband buys all his clothes there. And so then, and I just kept going in, just reading all these ones about my sister. It probably took, like, I don't know, 20 of these comments before she realized I'm just making them up. But, like, I think I heard her to
oh
holy
gosh,
crow's feet
your
on
poor
her sister.
I probably would have cried if I'm being honest.
It was so funny, you guys.
I would have told you to delete the post.
I was like, you're the one that said tag me in the thing. Like, this is what happens. Social media is social media is a mean place.
Look, nothing. I feel like even you and your brother, like, you guys don't look alike.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Me and my sister are twins.
I know, but you look nothing alike.
I was trying to see the resemblance and try to compare, like, what it is about you guys, and nope.
Interesting. Some people think we look a lot alike.
Put it on our story. Can you do that, Jess?
I will handle
our socials. Put that on our
Instagram.
Only
comment
story.
Mean things.
JV Morning Show.
No, being friendly on social media.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For the JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I do want to let everyone know that for our viewing party this Friday, we're going to be at Dave & Buster's Milpitas. That's the one there at the Great Mall. Checking out the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight. We're going to be giving away spots to this viewing party every day this week, 6:20 and 8:25. So two times a morning, you can win your way in there.
Nice.
Now, Jess, you said something interesting happened in an Uber ride over the weekend.
Yes. So over the weekend, my boyfriend and I celebrated our 4-year anniversary. So
you're not married. 4-year anniversary of what?
Of boyfriend, girlfriend. And that is the exact question that the Uber driver asked. We got in the car and he was like, oh, are you guys celebrating anything? We said 4 years. He's like, of marriage or of what? And I said, boyfriend, girlfriend. He's like, so why haven't you guys gotten married yet?
Let me pause
Good
there.
Question. Oh.
Now, on Friday before we left here, Jess, you were talking about 4 years coming up. We have, you know, dates planned. That's why you couldn't go to the Sabrina Carpenter show. And Graham, you asked if this could be the anniversary or the date that he proposes.
Right. I didn't think that was out of the question, right? Like, I feel like it should be on the radar at least. Like,
I think it should.
And Jess was like, what? No.
No way.
No, it would never.
Not happening now.
But why not?
Now, on the radar, I do agree. For some reason, I feel like when he does propose, it's going to be during the daytime. I don't know why. That's just a feeling that I have. I also don't feel like it's going to be during football season because my man is obsessed with football and I don't think he'll have any time to plan it.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just didn't have that feeling that it was going to be happening. I don't think it'll happen on an anniversary. I guess that's a better way to put it.
But when it's boyfriend, girlfriend, like, that to me is not like, no offense, because happy anniversary, but that ain't like a real anniversary, right?
I think it is.
You drop that one once you get engaged or married, right? Because now you have we got engaged or we have an actual wedding date anniversary, and that one just goes.
But I think dating anniversaries are still important.
Because in the meantime, I want to have something to celebrate.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying you celebrate it now, but like
down
the road, that one kind of.
It goes away.
So the Uber driver asked your man when he was going to propose?
Well, he asked why. Why is this just a boyfriend-girlfriend and thing? And so we were quick to just say, oh, you know, we want to live together first. We didn't give much details after that. We just said, oh, we want to live together first. You know, we want to see how that's like. And he was like, nope, that is not going to work. If you have that mindset, the marriage is not going to work. You have to get married first and then live together because you're already thinking that something's going to go wrong.
Oh, good point. At first I was like, how rude. How dare he say it? But he's right. He's right.
And he's
casting seeds
now,
of doubt on your own relationship.
I don't think that's casting seeds of doubt.
It is a little bit.
I didn't think so, but now I'm like, wait, is this is this true? Like, so how do you guys feel about living together before getting married? Like, now I'm like, what is the right thing to do? I don't know.
I mean, I couldn't disagree more. I think you need to live together first.
That's what I felt like.
Agreed, but I also understand what he's saying because I mean, outside of like the most atrociously awful behavior ever, I was so in love with Kate. Like, I couldn't imagine like what she could do that would make me go, oh, well, now that we live together, I am no longer madly, wildly, madly in love with this woman. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I would have, I think I could have overlooked almost anything. So, I mean, unless I'm finding like severed heads in her freezer or something, you know, like what, she's a serial killer. Outside of that, like, what's the thing that it's going to be like, you know what? I think I'm over this. No, what wasn't going to happen.
For me, it's not because you're casting doubt on your relationship and like, let's live together to see if I can stand this person. For me, it's just easier. It's just always been like the next step in a relationship.
Agreed. But I guess but I understand what he's, my advice to people would always be, yeah, you should live together before you're married. Like that's, it's just,
but what, he said what life is going to be like. Right?
But then I kind of get what he's saying.
I was shaking my head until he said that, and I was like, oh my God, wait, that's so true. Like, it's not like we have any doubts with each other.
Right, so it shouldn't make any difference.
I know, but we still want to, I don't know, for some reason I feel like it would be easier, an easier transition into marriage, and I don't want to have the stress of a wedding and then the stress of having to find a place to live and have...
That's a lot.
Find a way to, like, move in together. Like, I don't know.
What would mom think? Would mom be upset if you were living together out of wedlock, you sinners?
My mom, I think, would actually...
say it like that.
That's what mom... there's a lot of moms out there that are thinking that, you sinners.
I think my mom is the type of person that will tell you you never fully know a person. So she would actually advise
Thinks he's a serial killer too.
To move in together.
No. We're on the same page about
that.
So she
would advise to move in together before marriage.
Yes, because she's like, you know, you want to get to know somebody as much as you can.
But she wants you to get a two-bedroom place and sleep in separate rooms, right?
Yeah, she's like, save yourself for the rest of your life.
Got it. That makes sense.
I don't know. Okay, I do want to ask you guys too. Would you guys have done things differently if you could have?
No. Nope.
Because Selena, lived together before the marriage.
Yes.
And Graham.
Same. Yep.
And I wouldn't change it. Yep. I would not change a thing.
But I also think it would have worked either way. You know, like it would have worked either way. Like I was saying, like it doesn't, that wasn't a doubt. That wasn't a big question mark. Like what's going to happen once we move in together? Maybe my wife doesn't share that same. Maybe she's like, I got to see. Did this guy sit around his underwear and play video games all day while I'm at work? Well, maybe.
Probably. But this was
a full on like basically 30 minute like therapy session over here.
So how did it leave you feeling? Do you think you guys are going to stay living apart until that time comes where you guys get engaged? Or do you still want to...
I think we still want to live together first.
Maybe
it just
seems
easier.
You don't think maybe that opened his eyes to that, though? In his mind, he's like, you know what? What does it matter? Screw this.
I don't know.
Our first sneeze-iversary, then, you know, that's the anniversary of the first time you sneeze in front of each other, because I'm sure you guys celebrate that. And then the next time we have one of those, I am going to do it. I'm going to propose.
Well, either way, as long as there's a marriage involved, I'm happy. So.
Wait, can I ask one more question? Selena, how much time we got? Because I have one more question.
But go ahead.
Okay, back to the proposal part, because you're like, it's football season. I don't think you'd have time to plan anything. If a guy just gets down on one knee and proposes, and there's not like somebody playing the violin and fireworks going off and a F-18 flyover, like, are you upset? Are you wanting, does it need to be this big proposal?
What are you expecting?
And your family's hiding in the bushes waiting to pop out and be like,
and I need
like
a
multiple
photographer.
Photographers.
I need at least one photographer, maybe a second, maybe a drone shot,
So a dude can't just propose anymore.
Not with Jess.
Something nice, something thoughtful. I do want it to be just me and him, though, and a couple photographers.
What if it was just at your house and it was halftime of the New York Giants game because they hadn't lost yet and your man's feeling pretty good and he just gets down on one knee and like, I can't wait any longer.
Yeah,
I just
want
to ask you to marry
me.
No
one's there to see it?
I want a proposal if no one's there to see it. I want the moment to be just between me and him, but at a nice place with photographers.
I just said halftime of a New York Giants game.
No.
I mean, set up a hidden camera in the room.
No.
Okay. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Dwayne Johnson admitting to tinkling in water bottles on movie sets. Do you remember a few years ago?
Yes.
He was accused of going in water bottles when he works out. And he later came out and he was like, yeah, I do that. But because my gym doesn't have any bathrooms. Well, then more recently, there were some reports that Dwayne is extremely difficult to work with on movie sets because he's always showing up late. He's going in water bottles. Those are all over the place. So he has his new Netflix movie coming out. It's called Red One. And he did an interview with GQ and they asked him about the going in the water bottles. And he said, yeah, that happens. Like, he just copped to it. No shame. They asked him about being late. And
what size water bottle? I'd worry, well, logistically about a few things, but then also just the overflow.
He didn't mention if there's any overflow issues, but he said there's just like old water bottles that no one's using.
But why?
That I don't know. I would expect
find a
there
tree
to be
or a fence or something or some bushes if that's the route you have to go, right?
But also, this is a movie set. This is a Hollywood production. They have bathrooms there.
You have a trailer that has your own private bathroom
in it.
That's
what I don't get. They also asked him about being late to movie sets because if you remember, there was a report that he was like 7 to 8 hours late to set a day and that the film's production budget ballooned to $250 million because they were so delayed in production because of Dwayne's tardiness. He said, yeah, that happens, like in reference to being late, but not that amount. He said, that's crazy, just ridiculous. Like, but he does show up late sometimes. As for him just being difficult to work with, mean, negative attitude, he calls that BS.
When we heard those reports, we all found it hard to believe, right? Because he seems like such a likable guy.
The nicest guy ever.
Nicest guy. But then you hear that, and then he does admit to some of the stuff. Then you start to wonder, okay, is the rest of this just made up? If the most outrageous part seemed to be the water bottle part, and that part's true.
Rest
of the part. I mean, is there... Even if it's 2 hours late, instead of 7 or 8 hours late, 2 hours late? Like, what are you doing? People, you've got like 100 people there waiting for you.
So his co-star, Chris Evans, he defended him saying that he does show up late sometimes, but that's because he's, you know, coming back late from his workouts, which are scheduled into production, but they made it part of the schedule. Like, everybody knows that he has to get this workout in and that he's supposed to come back at a certain time. So it's like... late, I guess, air quotes, the way Chris Evans made it seem like it's late, but it's not like it's not scheduled that way.
Huh.
Which is confusing, but that's what he said.
It sounds like diva behavior to me.
I just don't see that with Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah,
I just don't.
I don't see him whizzing in an Aquafina bottle either.
But I think
and
we
apparently
just talked
does
about
that.
The guys being gross. I think that's just what that is.
Guys are gross, but do any of the rest of us do that?
At the gym?
It's weird.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about People Magazine including Benny Blanco in their Sexiest Man Alive rollout?
Hang on a second.
I'm sorry, but
I'm still just a little hungover from the weekend. Sorry.
Just to be clear, Benny Blanco was not named People's Sexiest Man Alive, but they did give him a featured article and a photo shoot of his own, so that is in the magazine.
What, or so they can showcase his toe hair?
Damn!
If we saw his toes that one time,
hairy
right?
Toes.
Hang on.
But I think it's because they don't go just based off looks. It's everything. And they really included a lot about his relationship with Selena Gomez. Like, tell me this isn't the sweetest thing ever. He said, I'm a real morning person. It's my favorite time to spend with Sel because we both wake up super early. It's like our moment before the rest of the world wakes up. I have a true best friend that I get to do everything in the world with. And every day is the best day of my life.
Yeah. Okay, that's super cute. But
my mornings would be like that with my wife, except that we've got kids screaming at us and jobs and things that we have to do and bills and stuff to take care of and kids stuff to organize and lunches to pack. You know what I mean?
They don't have that. You're right. Their situation is different.
Yeah.
But
Must be nice being rich.
He talked about how he always goes above and beyond for dates, not even just because of money, but just being attentive and listening and things like that. So. It's
I've judged him too harshly, but my problem is the videos that I do see of him are him
eating and
stuff.
And it's gross.
And I don't care who it is. You'd be the best looking dude on the planet. If I got to listen to you eat food on social media, I can't do
it.
I'm out.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, I have a very important announcement, you guys. This is a big, big announcement. And really good news for those of us that are huge, huge fans. But Ray Gunn,
yes,
the Australian breakdancer that I dressed up as for Halloween. She is, in fact, not retiring from the sport.
I thought she was.
Well, there was a radio interview last week. Now, she says what she said during the interview was taken out of context because in it she said, I can't really picture a world competing because people are going to record it and then it's going to go online. And she is so tired of the criticism online. And she says it's basically taken the joy out of dancing for her. And everyone took that as a, oh, she's hanging it up. She's no longer going to compete. Yeah. Well, she says a couple of things taken out of context there. One, she's not going to be in the Olympics, be an Olympic breakdancer again because it's not going to be in the Olympics again. That was sort of a one-and-done trial, and I think they went, no, that's not going to be it. So there are certain competitions she says she won't do anymore, but she said she is still going to be a huge part of the community. She's still going to dance and still break. She said, I never used the word retire. I'm not retiring. Then this is where she gets defiant, you guys, because she is a true breakdancer at heart. You try and stop me. I'm not ever going to stop dancing. So if you hear that again, you know it's not the truth. Breaking's a lifestyle. You can't retire from the culture.
Oh, my God.
You can't retire from an art form, she said.
Oh, my God.
So that's why I'm never going to stop. End quote.
Good for her, I think.
So Reagan is around for more viral kangaroo wiggle worm moments. I hope we get some more of it.
Graham, do you take back your apology for dressing up as her?
I do, 1,000%. Because I felt responsible for the reason that she was retiring, that I was mocking her. I wasn't. She's a true Olympian, even though she lost in the Olympics with a final judge's score of 54-0, and she got the zero there. And you know what? I'm happy she's back, and I'm going to continue to support her.
Back like she never left, because she didn't.
Now I can use my costume for one more year.
All right, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.